And welcome to Candidly 30.
To Candidly 30.
Oh, thank God. We haven't got a song back in a minute. Hello.
You're welcome.
And welcome, everybody. This is Kelly.
This is Kayfler.
And we're back at it with another episode. We're actually like a slightly ahead of schedule today. So like the episode will actually come out on time. Apologies for... Yeah, last week I was like, oh, I can totally edit because we recorded on like Tuesday night at like 8 p.m. And I was like, I can totally edit in the morning, like super quick. It'll be super quiet. And then I had the most chaotic day.
Oh,
and
no.
So I just like had back-to-back calls and like all these activities. And so I didn't get to edit it until like a little bit later in the day. So apologies on that. But I did finally get it out. And yeah, I got like volunteered to be on, like voluntold basically to be on this like team to like try to mitigate some like changes that we're going through. And so that's very interesting. So that's what happened on Wednesday where I was just like, phew. Anyway, but.
Like with work?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. With work. Gotcha. And we're going through like, I think I've talked about it before, but we're going through like a consolidation. And it's been literally going on for the last 2 years, and staffing is like one of the last parts that are going to get consolidated basically because we're so large. Like there's so many specialists, and I think they just don't know what to do with us really, or like what the best foot forward is. And also like once a lot of the other teams like come together, then it'll be a lot easier to like insert us into it because they'll have like a process more of like where we come in, you know? Because the other teams are smaller. And so like once they figure out how they'll work, then it'll just be like, oh, and then this is where staffing comes into it. So anyways, it's just a lot of change. It's really hard. And like no one said it was going to be easy, but like, it's just interesting. We're like one of the last agencies to consolidate HR. And so they've gotten a lot of like feedback from other agencies and stuff, but it's still not easy. It's not simple. So
yeah,
it's just a lot and it's pretty stressful. And like, I mean, we're still just like unknown on who our supervisors will be, what our work structure will be like, what our job structure will be like. And so they're like supposedly rolling out all of that information here in the next month or so to give to us for feedback. And then, we'll all do like our notes and everything. And then they'll probably make a decision, and who knows if they'll actually listen to our feedback. So it's just hard when like you work in the field and the like management doesn't like know what you do on the day to day. So I'm glad that they are actually asking us, you know, but if they take our advice, like that's the real question. So anywho, that's work life for me, but it feels good lately to be like super busy because typically in the summertime it's like pretty chill because summer seasonal announcements and like onboarding has finally come to a close, and so we just like do permanent recruitments from this point. And so yeah, we're just like working on a bunch of different like random projects due to the consolidation. So yeah, it's just different work, which is kind of nice. It kind of is nice to break it up a little bit.
Break it up. Yeah, I feel that. Good for
you. How are you doing work-wise?
Work is good. get my podcast voice ready. Work is good. It is definitely built, like it's getting busier, I can tell. I'm about 2.5 months in. Everybody on my team is fabulous. It just feels like a little overwhelming when you put a lot of effort into like the top of funnel and it doesn't really transition as well as you thought it would, you know? Mm-hmm. So like just not enough candidates moving through the pipeline or as quickly as I would like them to move through the pipeline. So anyway, still working, still like at the end of the week, this is such a typical recruiter or HR thing, but like by the end of the week, I can feel my voice like shutting down because I've been on the phone for like 2 or 3 hours a day just talking to people.
If not more.
Right. Yeah. So it's a lot of talking. It's a lot of interviewing, but you know, it'll happen. The conversions will get better. My candidate profiles will get better. I'll get better in this role. It's just a struggle to like, I don't know, trudge through it as I'm getting going. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, that kind of brings me to one of the things that I wanted to talk about, but it's not really a fave. It's just like a necessity at this point in my life. Like at the end of the week, I always have like lemon or like some kind of hot water because my throat is just tore up lately. And I don't know if it's because of my allergies or like the COVID thing or whatever, but like I have a cough. I don't know. Yeah. Do you have that? Am I the only one?
No, I think we're just also recovering still from like being sick, because I feel like I'm still like kind of phlegmy and like feeling if I like work out, because yeah, I wasn't able to work out for like a week or something. Mm-hmm. And so like I was like have been going hiking every day and I'm just like coughing up like gross stuff still. So
yeah,
I think we're just still recovering too, because I still have a scratchy voice too, but that's kind of part of my grievance, so I won't talk about it right now. But
okay.
Yeah.
Work is fine. Work is going well. Life is insane. My brother flew in, so he's been here for the past week, like helping us clean, and he helped me make dinner one day, which was nice. And he's been like, we're in the middle of home reno projects, so doing a lot of standing on my wood paneling walls and like painting and putting up new mirrors and light fixtures and just stuff like that. So it's been kind of a busy project week for us. But yeah, other than that, we had a birthday to celebrate this last week. So we went out for sushi, which was super cool. I love, it's such a good like date night, right? For everybody just like go
totally
sushi or something.
And you're getting like used to like your new area and you're like checking out the scene. So that's fun.
Totally. We did go to a sushi spot that was in, I don't want to say it because it wasn't my favorite, if I'm honest with you, but like at least we went and tried it, right? We went to a mm-hmm. new spot. It was recommended by a friend of ours. And like, we probably won't go back to that spot, but we'll keep looking for like,
the check it off the list. Spot. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
But yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Life has been, this is like the first, or like, I guess, first weekend that I'm in town that's actually been like nice. And so I've just kind of been like moving around and doing all the like fun Bend summer things. So it's been really nice just to be able to like, I went on a hike this morning. I've been hiking a lot, but went on a hike this morning with my little boy Arlo, doggo. Aww. Arlo. And then I'm going to go paddleboarding this afternoon. And like, we went to music last night and it was like, still like 8 p.m. and it was still like warm and 70, which like never happens in Bend, I feel like. And yeah, I went to like a slip and slide party yesterday, and I like went on a walk, and I went to a market, and like, yeah, there's just so many activities. Like, Bend in the summertime is literally like chef's kiss. Like, it's so cool. It's so good.
I have a question. I need further clarification on a slip and slide party. Like, what is going on? I need more information. What was that?
I mean, it was slipped in there.
It's like, whoa, come back.
I mean, I didn't go on the slip and slide. It was for like the kids, like the chickens.
Oh.
Yeah. There was like a splash pad and like a slip and slide and whatever.
I know that like I'm an old lady now, but I definitely would be down for a slip and slide party. You know, like, I grew up in the middle of nowhere. Hanford has these like massive hills. And we just like laid out a huge thing of tarp or whatever. It was like a football field basically of down this hill. It was so cool as a kid. We should definitely do something like that. Or am I crazy?
No, that's
break my arm.
It is fun. One of my friends does have a slip and slide party, like an adult slip and slide party every year in their backyard, because they have like the perfect grass for it. So
yeah,
they have it every like July, August. And so yeah, it's going to be this year again. So I'll update you all when we have that slip and slide party. Yeah, it's super fun.
That's a really awesome like summer thing. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy summer is finally here.
So happy. Yeah. And if you're actually like getting good weather in Portland, right? Or has it been kind of just like whatever?
Yeah, this last week it got up to like 88 or something. It was like, it definitely felt very summer, not spring, you know, really hot, lots of sunshine, no like cloud cover or anything like that. It's just been really sunny and wonderful here.
That's amazing.
So much so, I saw this new app. I probably mentioned this to you earlier, but it's called Swimply. You can rent somebody's backyard with a pool or whatever for like a couple of hours or something.
You were telling me.
That would be so fun.
Wait, that's so funny. Are they there though? Like in the house?
I have no idea.
It
could be. I guess it depends on like what you want to rent. I don't know. So I will try it. I will come back and I'll give you a review on the Swimply app and like the whole experience once I have
that. Yeah, I'm super curious because like that would be awkward if they're just like watching you from inside the house.
Like hella creeping on me.
Yeah, they're like just making sure you're not like drinking or running or diving or whatever.
The worst. What if they want to like come hang out with me because my music is cool or something? Ugh, get away from me.
Oh, yeah. Kayfler's music is so cool, guys. So
yeah,
better watch out.
Judgment.
No, I'm just kidding. It's just funny. That's funny. That's like the first thing you say.
I've been listening to Quaddle Bomb's playlist for like 2.5 weeks.
Yay!
Like right now. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. The Taisho Alba one. Cool.
Totally.
That's amazing. Totally awesome. I actually put a song on my faves list. I guess it's really? Kind of like a good transition. Yeah. We are going to do faves today, everybody. We haven't done them in a minute. Just because we've been, you know, MIA running around crazy peoples, but we're going to try and do faves today because yeah, it's just like one of our things that we like to do. And then I always get really good feedback on them that people really like these episodes. So we're going to jump back on the train and we're going to do faves. Do you want to start it off, Cave?
Sure. I can certainly start it off. I feel like I may have mentioned this recipe before. I have a few recipes, and like a couple of extra things to talk about. Anyway, so it's obviously summertime, right? We bought a huge watermelon. I don't normally buy a watermelon because it's just me and my husband and he doesn't like watermelon, but my brother is here. And so he and I like cold watermelon. So I bought one and chopped it up just a couple of days ago, threw it in the fridge overnight. And then I made like a cilantro, jalapeno, honey, chili, red pepper flakes, like salad with the watermelon. And it was like spicy and juicy and sweet because the watermelon was like cold. And yeah, it was really, really good. Everybody always just like defaults to the feta salad, you know, that thing. And that's not really my favorite. So like this, and I put like a little spicy kick to it. It was great. It was so
good. That sounds great. Yeah, that's what I was going to say is that everyone always does the like mint feta one with watermelon, obviously. Yep. And that one's wonderful too. But it's also hard because like once you make it, you kind of have to like eat the entire like thing in that day. Otherwise it gets icky.
Totally. And,
like,
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep all of my ingredients separate. So like I just make it fresh because if you make it and then throw it in the fridge overnight, it's going to get like gunky and that's not great.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, that's my fave.
That's amazing. That sounds delicious. I love anything spicy. I was just telling someone yesterday I was having a margarita and I was like, I just want tahini like all over this. Like what is going on? Anyway. Okay. My first one is going to be this. It's called Nulink, N-U-L-I-N-K disco ball, 8 inches. What? I got it on Amazon. It's $14.87. I don't know why I've been getting targeted for like disco balls all over, but they have like so many fun ones lately where they have like ones that's like what do you call it? What are those things? It's like a balloon animal, the dog, balloon animal dog. You know what I'm talking about? Is there a specific word for it? Is that just what it's called? Anyway.
I think it's just called a balloon dog, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So they have like things like that. They have mushrooms, they have like cats and dogs and whatever. They have like all these different versions. But I saw like the OG like disco ball and my room right now has like a bunch of big like bay windows. And so I just like hung it in one of the side like bay windows. And so every morning like the light comes in and it just is like so fun in there. Like it's not for like nighttime or anything. It's literally just for like the morning and it like streams around. It's so pretty and it just feels like so fun and
disco ball, but with natural light. Look at you.
Yeah, it's really cute. And it like obviously I can move it around and like take it camping with me or whatever. I just think it's so fun and like hope like if you're listening to this, maybe you'll get like targeted for disco balls too now. But it's kind of fun to see how people use them. So yeah, that's my first one. And also it's only $14.87 on Amazon for the 8-inch one. Yeah.
Also when you said disco ball, I was not envisioning you using like natural light when you're waking up in the morning. I was like, oh gosh, here we go. It's gonna be like her insane late night parties.
Nope, just a day girl. That I disco love it. Ball. Yeah.
Okay, so the next one that I want to talk about is another recipe. I have been like flirting with the idea of doing another Whole30 in July, but I don't know how that's going to go down. If like my sister is coming, my brother is here, my mom might come, like I don't know. So I pulled out the Primal Gourmet cookbook that I've had for the last few years. I feel like I've talked about it on this definitely before. And then my husband saw it and was like, can you make this recipe? It's the beef and broccoli recipe. It's his favorite. And that's just like very Asian food, very healthy. Cause we've been eating like garbage lately just cause I don't feel like cooking after like unpacking or cleaning or doing a thing with the house. So I've just been eating out a lot lately. Which kind of sucks, but that's why I've been thinking like a Whole30 to reset would be great. Anyway, I made this recipe because it's his favorite, so I figured I'll put it on here. The beef and broccoli recipe. And I follow this guy on Instagram too, Ronnie Lovsky, I think is his name.
Yeah, I think you've talked about him before. I think I followed him on Instagram too.
All right,
yeah.
He's going to get another shout out for me because he's awesome. I love him. Nice. All of his recipes are really great, but specifically the beef and broccoli. It's like, if my husband likes it, I'm sure it's very like kid friendly or like picky eater friendly. You know what I mean? Mm. So yeah, give it a go. It's awesome.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to do a recipe too, just because I've literally been eating it for every single lunch for the last like week and a half. Because I've been trying.
That's a commitment.
I know. But I just like, it's like my, what do they call it? Like hyperfixation meal or something.
Sure.
Because like, I also have been trying to eat healthier because I was probably like TMI, but I was freaking out because my face was breaking out. And I think it was just because I was like, not sleeping enough, and you know, like my body officially told me to like stop and slow down when I got sick, but I think I was like just like drinking and not sleeping well and not washing my face as much, and just like you could just see it on my face. I was like, ugh. Anyways, and I was panicking because I never get stuff like that intense of like zits or anything. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna reset like food and stuff wise too. And so I've been eating this like feta, corn, tomato, cucumber, just like salad. And I put like kind of make an Asian like dressing for it or whatever, which I do like sesame oil, and I kind of just like eyeball everything. So I just do like sesame oil and coconut aminos and some salt to like break up the cucumbers first, and kind of like get some of the liquid to come out of them. And then I put a little bit of, what else do I put in there? Oh, rice wine vinegar. And yeah, so it's perfect. It's super easy and it goes super fast and it's just like nice and crunchy and fresh. Like you were saying with like your watermelon salad, it's just like nice when it's hot. And it just like gets all my veggies and vitamins in. So yeah, that's one of my faves right now. Definitely hyperfixation.
That like teriyaki sauce that you just mentioned with like coconut aminos, rice wine vinegar, and then sesame oil. That's like a staple in my house. We do that almost weekly.
Nice.
And you put like all the seasoning in it. Yeah. Yeah. It's way better than like the teriyaki sauce that you're buying at the store that's got like a million grams of sugar in it or crap
like
that.
Totally. Yep.
Yeah. I even prefer it over soy sauce, honestly. Like coconut aminos are so good. Just eat by themselves.
I'm not a huge soy sauce person in general. So I just like coconut aminos so much more. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Okay. The next thing, I just bought these and I feel like they're going to be my fave. So I'm going to throw them on the list, but I haven't like gotten real good use out of them just yet. But I just got my first pair of Tevas.
Oh, fun. Like platform ones or just flatty ones?
Just flat ones for now.
Nice.
Like, I want to just try them out and then I'll probably get platforms later. But I was talking to my brother and I'm like, let's go to beaches, rivers. I want to do lake stuff this summer. So I have my Chacos, but they're like old slash kind of hurt my feet a little bit. So I'm going to try the Tevas this time and see if they last a little bit longer.
Amazing.
Anyway. I'm so excited. I feel like such a Portlandian or an Oregonian with my Tevas. So yeah, I've just got them. I'm really excited, but yeah, I'm ready for the riverfront.
I do think it's funny. Like people are either like a lot now people are like barefoot people. So they have, they call them like rock shoot. I'm going to forget. There's barefoot, there's rock somethings. There's Chacos, there's Tevas. There's like a bunch of, and you're either like in one of the categories. And I feel like, like each person like likes them for different reasons, whatever. But yeah, like rafters use the ones that I can't think of the name of, that I really want to try those ones too. But anyways, yeah, it's just funny that like you can tell what kind of person the person is just based on like their like water footwear. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
what does a Teva say about somebody then? Like what kind of characteristics do Tevas
have? They're more like trendy or like cute. I would say over like function, but they still work. They still, a lot of people are like very, very much Teva people. So,
okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I'm going to be hopefully part of the Teva crowd, cute and, you know, trendy.
Absolutely. You already are. Duh.
Aww,
okay. I'm going to do one from, I just think it's funny, from Strawberry basically. So this is called the SIKEVHT, SickVet, I don't know, 2-pack cordless table lamps. They, Derek and Jay brought them to Strawberry and they're like the most perfect. They're like, cordless, battery operated table lamps. And, they are literally the most perfect light. There's different settings, obviously. She brought them to Strawberry and we like at night, we would just like all sit around the light and just like talk and like chit chat. And we like pretended that it was like our fire. And like, we would just like yeah, it was just like so iconic and just like the epitome of Strawberry, of just like all of us sitting around this like little lamp. And they're perfect for camping. I think that'd be really cute in like a house. It's like the perfect amount of light. And so I like texted her when we got home and I was like, hey, what are those and what are they called? And can you send me a link for them, please? So it comes in a 2-pack. They are kind of pricey. But I think that they're like totally worth it if you want like this specific kind of light, but they're $67.99 for both, for two of them. But they're totally cute. They're like very like retro. I don't know. Would you say it's retro, Kaif? They're like very trendy retro, I would say. And like classic looking.
Classic is kind of what I would say. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But they're super cute. And yeah, they were just like so iconic at our last Strawberry because we used them like the entire weekend. So yeah, and everyone was like so into them.
When they were like watching bugs just in circles round and round.
So it was super funny. There was like, literally hours the last night we all sat around it and there was an ant and a spider and something else, like a centipede or something, and it was just walking literally around like the base of the lamp and they're like doing laps and we're like making bets on like which one would do the most laps and stuff. It was quite entertaining and we felt a little crazy, but yeah, it was very fun. That's what made me like think of it initially, was just like the bug races. So anyway, if you want a good time, if you need some entertainment for camping, those lamps, 10 out of 10.
Right.
Like, actually like 100 out of 10. Like they're so good. So
I love, okay. I'm going to throw, I feel like we've definitely talked about this before, but just this last week, cause everything is insane. I've been finding a lot of comfort going back to the, like the shows that, we watched ever. Anyway, I've been watching a lot of New Girls. I basically started over the season. I'm in like season 4 or 5 at this point. And my brother had never watched it before. So like him absorbing Schmidt for the first time is so funny. He's like, it's wrong with this guy. I'm like, you don't even know Schmidt is hilarious. He's hilarious. So funny.
Yeah,
anyway, so I've just been watching a lot of that lately and it's been keeping me company and I've just have to say it's definitely one of my faves. So
yeah,
go back and watch New Girl, it's so funny.
Speaking of, I mean, like not on the same lines because it's much different but also very funny, is just Girls on HBO.
Yeah,
I just watched like 2 episodes the other day because some girl on Instagram was like, you have to rewatch this show. Like, it's literally hilarious. Like, how did they make this show? Like, Lena Dunham is so iconic because she, why do I keep saying iconic? Anyways.
I love it.
She is so just like above and beyond funny and like before her time. I don't even know what the word is. But anyway, so I went back and watched it. I watched it like 2 times through fully already, but I just went back and like watched 2 random episodes. And it is like so ridiculous and so funny. Like they, like I just love it so much. Anyways, that's a great show too. If you've never seen Girls,
I haven't for sure. I feel like I've watched a few episodes. I haven't really like watched it all the way through. So maybe I'll like throw that into the rotation. And get through it. But
you have to try because that's like before. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna forget his name, but he's like super big now. But that's so annoying. I can't remember his name. He was like in the Ferrari movie,
Adam Driver. Love him. Yeah.
It was like when he was super young, that was like his first role, I think ish around the first role. And yeah, he's so funny in that show too. It's ridiculous.
Oh God. I love him. Okay. I'll watch it. That's amazing. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. That was not one of my faves though.
That's okay.
I'm going to go with a song. And then this is another one that was like from Strawberry too, but I literally have been listening to it on repeat. It is taking up like all of my brain space. It's called Train by Sylvan Esso. Shout out to Meilani.
Totally.
Have you been listening to it too?
Non-stop, absolutely. Yeah. Their song is like that one. Yes.
So funny. Make that train. Totally. I don't even know how it goes. Like, I've listened to it so many times. I'm like, I should know every fucking word at this point, but I still don't. But I do know who Sylvan Esso is. And like, I've known her for a long time. I've listened to like some of her songs, but that one was just like not one of the like top ones you would know, I guess. I don't know. And so Neilani played it for us at Strawberry and I've been obsessed with it ever since. Like, it's so good and it's so catchy.
Yep.
And so I think like on my walk this morning,
it's
been stuck in my head. Yeah. I think I've listened to it like 30 times, like on repeat, just like, and that's what I do with songs. I just like listen to them until I cannot listen to them any longer. So I'm really trying not to like kill it, but yeah, it's a great one. If you know Sylvan Esso and like Sylvan Esso, like you're going to love Train. So Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great song.
I just like that it's got the perfect beat that I can do like a little shoulder jump or whatever. And I'm just like,
yeah,
it's perfect. I was playing it in the office the other day and one of the more, I don't know, he was older. He's an older guy. And he came in and he was like, what are you listening to? And I'm like, don't worry about it. You're too old. You're good. I didn't even tell him.
No.
Anyway, I love it. Yeah, I'm obsessed with that song. Okay, my last one, I feel like this is going to be a little too late for the game. Sorry about it, but I just watched it. I'm very excited. We like had a couple of minutes when my brother first came to like set up the TV. So we've got this huge TV, our like surround sound, whatever is working. And then we went back and watched the first Dune movie, which was cool. And then the second Dune movie I just watched as well. And I'm so obsessed. Like I loved it. I thought it was so good, but I'm one of those individuals that, like, I don't really understand what Dune is about. If I get it, I didn't read the books. I don't get it. And like, I don't know. There's like a lot of people on Reddit who are like, can somebody tell me what Dune is about? Cause like, I don't understand. It's moving so fast and they have all these references and like, Bene Gesserit something, and they don't really explain that in the movie. So I just was like totally lost the entire time, but it looked really cool. The movie itself, like on the big screen and the whole experience, because I hadn't been to the movies in such a long time. So yeah, it was just like really cool to go see that, but also sci-fi nice. Movie on like a Saturday night or whatever. And my brother was here. We just like had a good time. Cool. So yeah, that's my last one, but yeah, I definitely don't know what Dune is about.
Okay, I was gonna say, I feel like a hater because like the first one, people hate when I say this, but literally nothing happened in the first movie. So I'm like, how do you expect people to like get into this if you didn't read the books? Because literally nothing happened. Like the man just like is walking through the desert basically, and like I'm like, I don't get it. So yeah, I have no idea what it's about either. Maybe I should try again and like watch it again, whatever.
But sure looks really cool. Like the way they filmed it or whatever. It's neat, but I don't really care about what's going on. Like the plot is so far beyond what I can understand.
Yeah. Anyway. That's funny. Nice.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever watch
that movie. So
the second one, only because the first one was very boring. It's like 3 hours of nothing happening. So that's also just like not my vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I cannot go to the movie theaters for more than 2.5 hours. Like that's my limit. Like I have to pause and go to the bathroom or like check my phone, make sure that the world is not dying or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
for
we just watch that stuff at home.
Absolutely. All right.
That's my last one.
My last one is going to be the Sunzel, Sunzel, flare leggings for women with crossover. They have like the cross belly thing, you know, going on. They're on Amazon, obviously. I got the like burnt orange color and they're like bell bottom, like yoga pants basically. And they're really cute. I like don't really think that I can pull off bell bottoms very well just because like I have short legs anyways. And yeah, most of the time they don't look cute, but these are actually like look good on anyone, I feel like, because I saw another girl wearing them at like a birthday party that I went to, and so I asked her what they were, and I've had them in my like Amazon cart for a really long time, and I finally just like pulled the trigger, and they're really cute. So they're $19.99 on Amazon, and yeah, they got here super quick. But any of like the Sunzel leggings, I would say they're like a really like the buttery soft material, you know, and they're just like so comfy and wonderful. But like the flare ones are kind of just like more fun and like add a little extra something. I feel like I only ever buy black leggings. And so I just like kind literally of like switch it up a little bit. So,
okay. Serious question. Estimate how many pairs of black leggings you have currently in your closet.
Actually, I've been really good about getting rid of the ones that I don't wear. And so I think I probably only have like 10 at this point.
Interesting.
Cause I like filtered out all of like my old, like Old Navy ones and stuff. Remember when we all had like those funny Old Navy ones? So, or like we went, yeah. So now I just have like my like good high quality ones left, I would say.
How many leggings do you have in general?
Oh man, probably like 20 something.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a lot of colored leggings and I just don't gravitate towards them very often. So how many do you think you have?
I don't want to answer that question.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a whole two boxes just waiting for me to be unpacked that are all leggings. Mm. Like I'm sure my number is definitely in like the 30s to 40 range. It's probably up that high. But I probably could get rid of a few of them because I don't like, I like the old Fabletics.
That's right. Those are, that's is what that right? called. I have those too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I got rid of a few of mine, but I still need to get rid of them because I've just had them for like, you know, 4 or 5 years at this point. And at that point, they're not like as elastic or stretchy anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so sure. Yeah, I've got like definitely 30 or 40 of them.
Nice. Yeah. I had like one like do not buy, but I feel like because I feel like I have to talk about it. There is, you know how I talked about like my favorite chips in the whole world are like everything but the pickle or everything but the dill pickle or something like that. They're from Trader Joe's and they're the chips. So they have like the same version, but it's popcorn from Trader Joe's. Ooh. And it is weirdly just like too sour. I don't even know how to describe it, but like even my mouth is like watering like when I'm talking about it because like, you know, when you're like sour shit, it's like, I don't know. But yeah, I wouldn't highly not recommend the popcorn, but the chips, like, and the chips are seasonal, which is so sad. So I was like, oh great. They just like replace the chips with the popcorn. And so I bought it and I was like, ew, no, like I can't. And so it made me pretty sad. But however, this, I guess should have been a fave too, but there is a spicy dill pickle, chip at Costco right now. And I do like that they're a little bit spicy, but I can't remember it's like a kettle chip, but I can't remember the brand. It's not like a brand that I would normally buy, but it is like more of like a healthy brand. I'll have to like bring that back at a later episode, but
yeah, there we'll are like on that.
Other pickle options. So I just want everyone to know that like, if you need your pickle fix, Costco always has good pickle options for sure. But yeah, do not buy the pickle popcorn from Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Kelly, look it out.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. Well, do you want to move into gratitudes and grievances?
Yes. Okay. Actually, I just, because my brother's here, like I'm going to keep saying that. Sorry, everybody. I just got cookies too. Like, we don't really have cookies and candy in my house. That's a lie. I have candy all the time. But we just got cookies and I decided to get like the Samoa cookies that you can get from like Safeway or whatever, like the really cheap signature brand ones with like the coconut. And
oh, interesting.
What was I going to say? I bought those. I bought the Thin Mint ones because those are my brother's favorite. And then we got the peanut butter fudge. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, for whatever reason, this last week, I just like needed cookies. So I just got all the different various types of cookies that I can find. And the coconut is chef's kiss. And nobody likes the coconut. So y'all can just go kick rocks and leave me in my coconut.
I do like coconut. Yeah. I never liked them when I was a kid, though. Like the Samoas or whatever. Caramel Delights is what we called them in my Girl Scouts. Mm. But...
They're so good. Anyway, okay, so will you go first? Because you have the grievance and then I have the gratitude, right?
Yep, sounds good. Okay, so my grievance is just allergies. I think you can probably hear it in my voice that I've been outside like every day and like, I mean, fingers crossed that it's allergies. I think it is because my eyeballs have never felt more itchy, scratchy, and burning, painful than they have. And like, it's been one of those stitches where like you go outside and you literally have to turn on your like windshield wipers to like wipe the pollen off. Like that's how thick the pollen is outside right now, you know? And so like, I've just been going on a walk or like been outside doing stuff. Like it's so nice. Like I want to be outside when I'm here in Bend. And so I've just been like outside for majority of the day, every day. And like, I'm feeling it for sure. Like yesterday I had to like come in and just like close my eyes and like close all the blinds for a little while for like an hour just so I could like put something cold on my eyeballs because it was hurting and like burning so bad. And I've been taking allergy medicine every day and I never take allergy medicine. And so I feel like a little bit better, but I'm still like sniffly and like my throat is like definitely feeling it. So I've just been trying to hydrate and
good.
Yeah, it's rough.
I was going to ask, do you have one of those like cold face roller things that you like stick and leave in the fridge?
No.
I need to show you the one that I have, but like I will put it right here on my eyelid just because I get like really scratchy eyes from staring at the computer screen or like I have bad allergies. It works so well. Just like have cold compress on your eyeballs. It's so nice.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. Yeah,
you should do that. I'll get you one.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. And then I feel you. My allergies are always just the worst. And this time, I guess I wasn't expecting there to be so much pollen in Portland, but like the last few weeks have been a lot, just like a lot of gunk in the air, like right when you see the wind going and it's just carrying all that extra crap everywhere. It's just not great.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it's just like really late onset or something. Like it's, anyway.
I don't know what. Anyway. Okay, so my gratitude is just for my brother, like flying all the way up here, spending his time, helping us stand. He's like kind of, he's an electrician too, so he's been helping us with some like wiring and blah, all this extra crap that we, I mean, we love having him here too, but I just want to send a little extra gratitude for his time and effort. And I hadn't really like gotten time alone to hang out with my brother since before my wedding. So, cause I didn't go home for the holidays and like, I didn't really get a chance to see him and spend time one-on-one during the, like the wedding week. Cause everything was insane. So it's just been like really, really lovely to have coffee and like catch up and talk about things. And we went to dinner and I don't know, it's just great to like have him here. So, I want to be grateful for him and my family. I got on the phone today with my mom and my grandmother and, it's just like really felt good to see people from home. So little love out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. That's awesome. And also I'm going to be okay Flair this weekend.
Yeah. I am so like literally salivating thinking about fancy later dinner. Like I need later dinner. Do you hear that? Fancy lady dinner. Anyway.
I haven't been to Portland too many times, and so this will be my third time officially I've ever gone to Portland. So I'm very excited. We're going to go have lady dinner on Friday night and then just get to like explore or do something on Saturday. So yeah, it'll be really fun just to get hang out and like see some of the city. Kate will get to see some more of the city. We have reservations for fancy dinner. So yeah, it'll be really awesome.
I know. We always like tease that we're going to have like photos and things on Instagram, but we do, right? True. We've like had photo uploads for Strawberry, just not on Candidly 30. Maybe we need to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fair. Anywho, but yeah, we'll be together. Wait, what?
No, we need to do like our photo shoot. We need to do our media stuff. We've got all kinds of shenanigans up and coming. So stay tuned. I know we've been saying that for a while now, but we're going to make it happen. Yeah, stop promising that
because it's not going to happen.
I promise it'll happen. Maybe eventually.
Funny. Anyway, no, I want it to happen. I do want it to happen, but anyways, okay. That's it from us for this week, guys. And we love you all so much. Thanks for being candid with us.
Thanks for being candid.
Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.